first chapter of the book of James. We want to begin reading at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let's stop reading there and look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity tonight to come together at the end of the first day of the week, and as we prepare to set out on another work week, another school week, we pray that something that is said tonight might be a help to us as we go out on life's way tomorrow. And we pray that you might speak to any here who are lost, that they might see their need to be saved. And we pray that you might encourage the hearts of your people and help us as we study your word together. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, for a few minutes, we want to think about this fifth verse of James chapter 1. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. There are verses that you see on plaques and signs from time to time. You may even see the reference on one of these rubber band sort of wrist bands that people wear. Verses like Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Or the 19th verse of Philippians chapter 4. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. These are just a couple of verses that come to mind. They're good verses. But they're verses that I have never seen on a plaque or a sign or their reference on a wristband. Understand, I'm not saying that they don't exist. I've just never seen them. For example, I've never seen a plaque with 1 Corinthians 15:31 on it. I die daily. Or one with Luke 9:23 on it. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And the reason for this, at least in part, is that the typical American Christian is not interested in daily dying to self. The typical American Christian is not interested in the daily denying of self and daily following the Lord Jesus Christ. The typical American Christian is more interested in being strengthened to do their own will and live their own way in the name of Christ and have the Lord Jesus, through his riches in glory, provide the means for them to finance their own will. This fifth verse of James chapter 1 is another verse that I've never seen on a plaque or a sign or its reference on a wristband. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We want to think about this verse tonight. And learn something about the importance of claiming it. Not on a once-for-all basis, but on a daily basis. That's our need. So let's think about this verse. It begins with the word if any of you lack wisdom. That word if is one that suggests a condition. And this condition that it suggests involves the free will, the freedom to choose. If any of you lack wisdom. In other words, on the condition that you lack wisdom, on the condition that you concede, on the condition that you acknowledge that you lack wisdom. But acknowledging that is conditional. Acknowledging that we lack wisdom requires an act of our will. It requires us to humble our hearts. Most people will never do that. Most people who have ever been born into this world have never conceded or acknowledged that they lack wisdom. And what they cling to is the wisdom that James describes in chapter 3 and verse 15 as wisdom that is earthly, sensual, devilish. The wisdom of this world. The wisdom that is resident in us by nature. And most people go through their life and they reject Christ, who is the wisdom of God. Wisdom is a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the message of the Bible is that we come into this world and we lack wisdom. We are born and we are without Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. And that's how most people will live their lives throughout their lifetime. The preaching of the cross is not the wisdom of God, it's foolishness to them. And they'll go through their lives seeking after wisdom. They'll go to school. They'll go to 12 years of school, and then they'll go to 4 years of school, and maybe they'll even go to 1 or 2 years of graduate school. They'll live their lives seeking after wisdom. They'll go through their lives ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the reason is because they resist the truth. They fight against the truth. They resist the truth of the Creator in the creation. They resist the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. They resist the work of the law written in their hearts. But in the face of their resistance, they will profess themselves to be wise, when the truth is, they're fools. Because the fool has said in his heart, know God. Know God. Know to the witness of creation. Know to the witness of the heavens that declare the glory of God and the firmament that showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no language where, or no speech nor language where that voice of creation is not heard. My son Patrick bought a telescope recently. Well, actually, he's bought two. And I haven't spent a lot of time in my life looking through telescopes, but he's quite interested in it. And the other night, he called me out to look at the moon. And it was amazing. And as I was looking there, the song that was going through my mind was, I sing the mighty power of God. I didn't sing it. Started to hum a few bars of it. But you cannot help but look at those things. Look at the moon. The detail of its creation. To look at the stars and not understand that there is a creator. There is a speech. There is a language. There is a message that they're giving forth. The proof of that statement, or the reinforcement of that statement, in Psalm 19 is Romans chapter 1. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that we are without excuse. And yet the fool who professes himself to be wise says, "No, God, no. I'm not going to listen to the witness of creation." The fool who professes himself to be wise says no to the witness of God in his heart. Romans 1 and verse 19 says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." The true light has lighted their conscience. The work of the law of God is written in their heart. And yet the fool who professes himself to be wise, who wallows in the wisdom of this world, who wallows in that wisdom that is earthly, sensual, devilish, says in his heart, "No, God." And the majority of the people who have ever lived, the majority of the people who are living now, the majority of the people who will live in the future, will not concede. They will not acknowledge that they lack wisdom. And they'll resist the truth, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. And they'll leave this world lost. Have you acknowledged, ever been that time in your life that you acknowledged that you lacked Christ, the wisdom of God? Doesn't matter what else you have. That word "if" is conditional. And it's a reminder that God will not force you to ask Him for wisdom. God will not force you to acknowledge that you lack wisdom. Conceding that, acknowledging that, requires an act of your will and a humbling of your heart. But when we do come to the Lord Jesus with a humble and a contrite heart, when we believe the message of Christ crucified that to the world is foolishness, but when we believe the message and acknowledge that we lacked wisdom, and we ask of God, Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 3 says, "Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as hid treasures," we hear those words, or we read those words, it brings Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13 to mind. "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge." As you listen to these verses and you hear these words, the desperation in them, the acknowledgement that what you lack is the wisdom of God, the acknowledgement that those are the treasures in Him, are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He is the pearl of great price. And we need to set aside all of our wisdom and all of our understanding and cry after Him. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. The Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. Giveth to all men liberally. What does that mean in terms of salvation? Well, Hebrews 7:25 comes to mind. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost. If you're looking for the definition for the word liberally, I would suggest to you the word uttermost might be the definition. Wherefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost. That is the liberality of God. To save us to the uttermost. To justify us. To make us just as if we had never sinned. To be able to say from our hearts and know from our hearts that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That word upbraideth is not only an interesting word, but it is a word that is very precious to think about. If you look it up, it's word number 3679 in the Greek dictionary of your Strong's Concordance. And that word upbraideth means reproach. It means revile. It means cast in one's teeth. And when I read those meanings, I thought, I've read those words before. Well, keep your place here in James chapter 1 and turn back, if you will, to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, and we want to read at verse 39. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. Now notice verse 44. The thieves also which were crucified with him cast the same in his teeth. There's our word, upbraideth. Same word. The thieves also which were crucified with him upbraided him. Now look at Mark. Chapter 15. Mark chapter 15. And look at verse 31. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled, there's our word, upbraideth. And they that were crucified with him reviled, they upbraided him. And I think it's important to see this, these two verses, these two portions of Scripture. Because the promise of James 1:5 is that the Lord Jesus, when we come to him and we lack wisdom and we ask of him, he gives to us liberally and he upbraids us not. The reason that when we come to him and acknowledge that we lack wisdom and we ask God to give us reason, the reason that he gives to us liberally, the reason that he upbraideth not, is because on the cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus was upbraided for us. He was reproached for us. He was reviled for us. What we deserve to have cast in our teeth and thrown in our face was cast in his teeth. When you think about that, you think about that great, great song, Hallelujah, what a Savior. What a Savior. He upbraideth not. When we come to him in simple faith, he saves us. Now let's go back to James 1:5 again, if you will. James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. It shall be given him. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, the Lord Jesus said. In this verse is the message of salvation. And notice that the invitation knows no bounds. There is no limit. There is no exclusion in this invitation. It is to any of you. And again, if you look that word up, if any, it's one word in the Greek dictionary. One of the meanings of this word translated, if any, is whosoever. Whosoever. The invitation is to whosoever lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Whosoever will. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. If any of you lack wisdom, whosoever of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Have you humbled your heart before that message? Have you conceded? Have you acknowledged that you lack wisdom? Have you asked God to be merciful to you, a sinner? If you'll do that tonight, he will give you himself liberally. He'll give you all that he is. He holds nothing back. He'll save you to the uttermost and upbraid you not, because he took the upbraiding that you deserve on the cross when he died for you. And he'll give you the gift of salvation. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. He'll give you the gift of salvation tonight. If you'll come to him and tell him, you lack wisdom. You lack the Lord, the one who is wisdom. So this verse is a verse about salvation. But it's also a verse about how we are to live the Christian life. This verse brings us back again to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, doesn't it? As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How did we receive Christ Jesus the Lord? We conceded, we acknowledged that we lack wisdom, that we lack Christ, the wisdom of God. And we ask God for wisdom. We ask him for the one who has made unto us wisdom. And he gives us himself. He gives us the Lord Jesus liberally and upbraids us not. And he gives us his wisdom. That's how we are saved. And it's how we are to walk. So walk ye in him. It's how we're to live the Christian life. Remember, we still have this old nature. Even after we're saved. We still have the wisdom of this world in us. That's our natural inclination. The wisdom of the world that is earthly, sensual, devilish, and which is foolishness with God. We still have that wisdom living in us. This is why we have to die daily. This is why we need to come after the Lord Jesus and deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him. And concede and acknowledge daily that we lack wisdom. I told Mr. Creech not long ago, he has a lot of interesting things that take place in his office. A lot of interesting meetings. And I told him not long ago that one of the things I pray for him, I try to remember to do it every day, is for him to have instant wisdom. We need that too, you know. Instant wisdom. To know in a moment whether we are to speak or whether we're to be quiet. To know in a moment if we are to speak, what are we going to say? What does the Lord want us to say? He probably wants us to say or to remember that a soft answer turneth away wrath many times. But instant wisdom in the moment. Somebody comes up and says something to you out of the blue, unexpected. How are you going to respond? We need instant wisdom to know in those moments. That's how we're to live the Christian life. Acknowledging, conceding every day that we lack wisdom. And ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And the promise is, it shall be given to us. Now there's a real life example of the application of this verse here in the Word of God. I want us to look at it because I want us to understand this is not theoretical. This is real, where the rubber meets the road, Christianity. Turn back to 1 Kings chapter 3, if you will. 1 Kings chapter 3. Reading here about Solomon, who has come to the throne of Israel in the stead of his father David. And look at 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy. according as he hath walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Do you know what Solomon is saying here? I lack wisdom. I lack wisdom. And so he asks of God in verse 9, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great people? And God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, gives this wisdom to Solomon. Look at verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And folks, it pleases the Lord today, in this hour, when we ask this thing of him. When we ask him for wisdom, it pleases him. He's delighted in that, because it's an act of surrendering our will. It's an acknowledgement that we have no wisdom. It's an acknowledgement that without him, we can do nothing. And so it pleases the Lord when we ask this thing. And God said unto him, verse 11, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Notice the next word, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall arise like unto thee. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally. This is God's liberality right here. Here's the example. Here in the Old Testament of James 1 and verse 5. And the thing that we need to remember is that there is no respect of persons with God. And God, Jesus Christ, is the same yesterday and today and forever. And so what we are reading here about Solomon, this real life example of James chapter 1 and verse 5, is not to be confined here to these verses of history and buried back there somewhere. We're to bring them right up to James chapter 1 and verse 5 and claim them. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's a promise of God. And he wants us to claim it. We need to claim it every day, because this is how we're going to live the Christian life. This is how we're going to so walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we've received him, this is how we're going to walk in him. Asking him for wisdom every day. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this little verse, a verse that we know so well, but yet a verse that so many times is an arrow in our quiver that we never pull out and use. And our lives suffer for it. Our testimonies suffer for it. Our influence with the people around us suffer for it. We ask you to help us every day to claim this verse. We need wisdom. We know nothing as we ought to know. We don't have any wisdom of our own other than what is earthly, sensual, and devilish. We need the wisdom that is from above, that's pure and peaceable, that can direct us and guide us in our lives, that we might be a blessing and a testimony for you. We pray that you would help us to think about these things tonight and carry them forth as we go into this week. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.